Mary's eyes grow wide as he walks around the desk, smacking the ruler against his hand. I'm going to run a quick errand, Mary Catherine. I want you in the corner while I'm gone. When I come back, I want to hear a different story, or we'll be getting to the bottom of things in a more hands-on way. Is that clear, young lady? She nods, gasping. He steers her into the corner and walks out of the room, shutting the door behind her. Her lip is quivering slightly as she stands in the corner. This is so unfair. I'm about to get a spanking when I didn't even do anything. The minutes tick by, and all too soon the dean returns and gets her to stand in front of him, against the desk. Anything you'd like to add to your story, Mary Catherine? She shakes her head, her eyes closed, pushing against her tooth. He sighs. Fine. Come over here, young lady. Let's get this over with. She walks to his side of the desk, and he moves his chair back, patting his lap. Okay, Mary. Over my knee. Mary awkwardly lies across his lap, closing her eyes. She groans as she feels him pull up the hem of her skirt and tuck it into her waistband. She feels the ruler resting against her regulation white briefs. He taps her bottom gently. Last chance to change your mind, Mary. She shakes her head. It's bad enough to be spanked for something she didn't do. She wasn't about to lie and say she did it as well. She wouldn't give him the satisfaction. She hears the ruler being placed on the desk and feels his finger at the base of her spine as it hooks into the waistband of her panties. I'm sorry this is necessary, Mary Catherine. She turns red, gasping as her panties are lowered to her knees. Silent tears start to fall down her face. It's so embarrassing that he means to spank her bare bottom. The first spank comes down, the flat of his hand on her small bottom. She's so tiny that his hand nearly covers the entire cheek. He begins the slow, firm hand spanking. By the end, he plans to use the ruler, but he wants to make sure her bottom is properly warmed first. It doesn't take long before her bottom is uniformly pink. Ow! Mary's legs kick. She's still protesting her innocence. No, you're not being fair. I didn't do it. Ow! Ow! His hand stills. Mary, I saw you pushing that candy around in your mouth with your tongue. I know you think it's easy to fool me, young lady, but it's not. She gasps as he picks up the ruler and taps her warmed bottom. That's what they thought. They thought her loose tooth was candy she was trying to hide. It's not what you think, she gasps. No, please, I can explain, Dean. You had your chance to change your story, Mary. Now it's time to learn that lying isn't something St. Francis girls do. You've got 12 coming, and I want you to count them off. One! Two! Three! Four! Oh! Five! Six! Seven! Eight! Oh, no more, please! She goes flying off his lap, her her sore left hand as well as her right one, rubbing her bottom furiously. Her panties are tangled around her ankles, slipping as she stands, and her face is red, streaked with tears. She closes her eyes and bounces up and down on her toes. Through her discomfort, she hears the dean telling her to raise her panties and return to the other side of the desk. Tearfully, she complies. Gasping as her small panties cling to her well-spanked cheeks. Now, young lady, are you ready to tell me a story I'll believe, or do we need to repeat this tonight before bedtime? Mary gasps aloud, a fresh stream of tears beginning to fall. She shakes her head. He looks at her. God, I've never seen such a stubborn little girl, he thinks. Usually a good spanking combined with a threat of another got them talking. He looks hard at her. I mean what I say, Mary. So you might want to rethink your decision to keep quiet. I can't believe you'd want another spanking. She shakes her head, her tongue pushing. Pushing. Pop! Her tooth comes out and rolls into the side of her cheek. As much as she deserves it, he doesn't like the thought of spanking her a second time tonight. He decides to end it, right here, right now. Okay, that's enough, Mary, he says in the same quiet tone that he has lectured her with earlier. I want you to spit out whatever it is you have in your mouth, and I mean this instant. Is that clear? Mary looks at him, an odd look on her face. Slowly, she puts her hand to her mouth and spits, closing her hand tightly over the contents. Open your hand, Mary, he says, looking at her sternly. She uncurls her fingers, and he looks down, a frown coming to his face. It's not candy. It's a tooth. His gaze softens immediately, and he gently says, Mary, was that what you had in your mouth this whole time? Why didn't you just say so when Sister Constance and I asked? She looked at him embarrassed. I didn't realize for the longest time that's what made you think I was eating candy again. It's been loose for nearly a week, and I've been wriggling it trying to make it fall out. It wasn't until you were nearly done spanking me that I realized that's what made you think I was lying. So I didn't know what to do. It finally just fell out a minute ago. She looks at her shoes, her bottom still smarting. The dean walks around the desk and gives Mary Catherine a big hug and a kiss on the forehead, stroking her hair gently. Can you forgive me for not believing you, Mary? He asks. Mary Catherine looks up at him and nods, a small smile coming to her face. Well, sure, Dean, I mean, I wouldn't have believed me either after catching me with candy so many times. He laughs. Well, that's had something to do with it, but you've never given me a reason to think you were lying. I can't take back your spanking today, but I can say I'm sorry and promise that next time I'll listen to you before making a snap judgment.